בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום חמישי בשבת קודש, קפה בכסלב, חנוכה שמח, שתבח שמו. We are on the bottom of page קוף יוד ח', continuing with the אור לציון, where he's speaking about the Torah's perspective on having more children. ובני ישראל פרו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאוד מאוד, ותמלא הארץ אותם. Right? More Jews is better. So, it says like this. מה אתה צוחק? זה כתוב. Anyway, says the אור לציון, והן אמנם גידול ילדים, אינו דבר קל וכרוך בתורח רב. Yeah. You know, raising children is not something easy. It's very difficult, can be very taxing, can be agonizing sometimes, very difficult. שאינו דומה לשאר מלאכות הבית כגיוץ וניקיון. It's not just like cleaning the house or ironing or whatever. It's not just like another chore. Raising children is life. אבל השכר הרי נקבע לפי הטורח והמאמץ, obviously like everything else, the reward is relative to the amount of effort you put in. ובאמת, דבר זה מנפלאות הבריאה שצר גידול בנים הוא לאורך כל הדרך, ובכל זאת האישה רוצה מאוד ילדים. שכך יתביע הקדוש ברוך בעולם, שיהיה לה חשק לזה. It's an unbelievable thing. Tzar gidul banim is not one and done. And my Rebbe says, when you have small children, you have small tzarot. When you have big children, when your children are bigger, you have big tzarot. The tzarot, tzar gidul banim grows relative to the age of the child. That's the way it goes. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matbiya in the Briah that a woman wants children. And she knows it's hard, whatever. But she, and can you imagine, bar minan, couples who struggle with infertility, how much pain and suffering and treatment and money they go through in order to get a kid. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but that's the teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put ba'olam, that people want it. I want to say something else based on what he's saying here. You know, besides for the halachic ramifications of inappropriate contraceptive heterim, there's also a hashkafic thing that's also terribly, terribly wrong with people like that, which is that children or parents, even when they have children, the message that they give to their children is that you are a burden on my life. You're a problem for me. You're not really wanted. Because, you know, I have to think 100 times, I'm ready, I'm not ready, it's good for me, it's not. And then when it comes, meaning, instead of looking at this thing, you know, children are a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest gift. It's not really a gift, it's more of a pikadon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to, you know, keep it safe and raise it and whatever, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask for it back. So it's more of a pikadon than a gift. But it really is a gift. And instead, a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turns the world's greatest gift and starts relating to it like it's a bother, like it's a burden. Like, yeah, it's not good for me right now. It's like, you know, somebody comes up to you with $10 million, says, yeah, I'm not ready for that right now. I'm too busy in school to accept your $10 million right now. You know what I'm saying? We're getting to know each other first for Shana Roshona before I can accept your $10 million. Hayitachin davar kazeh? Is there any title more appropriate than world's greatest chamor? Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? The hashkafa. And then what do you think, the children don't feel it? It permeates to the children. You're not wanted. You're just getting in the way of Abba and Ima's fun. Abba and Ima aren't here to have fun. Abba and Ima are here to do Ratzon HaBore, part of which is Pirei Brivya, raising a mishpacha b'Yisrael. Sorry, the kids now are encroaching on Abba and Ima's honeymoon. Take a hike. Who asked you? Mashalu otcha. That's what you're here for. And then people wonder why they have such a hard time with their children. You know why you have a hard time with your children? Because you're making them feel like they're a burden, that you don't want them. No, no, I love him. He's the best. Yeah? Yeah? You love them on your terms or on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's terms? Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? So guess what? When you treat, even if you don't say it, but if in your mind's eye, if your point of view is that children are a burden, Hashem says your children are going to be a burden. They're going to make you nuts. They're going to antagonize you. They're going to eat your kishkes out. Because that's how you look at it. Burden, right? I'm not ready for it, whatever. It's going to throw a monkey wrench in my plans. Nachon? If it's a burden, like they're a spare tire of some sort. Yeah? You look at children like a spare tire, you're going to get a flat.
Huh?
Both. So sometimes when people I'm not saying there aren't, you know, situations where it is appropriate, but you're playing with fire. When you play with inappropriate contraception, heterim, you're playing with fire and taking a risk that these children might not end well. Not because of the way you look at them. If you look at children as a gift, if you look at children as the light of your life, they will illuminate your life. They'll make your life fulfilling. If you look at them as, you know, just messing up your plans, they will definitely mess up your plans for the rest of your life. Remember that. Says the Or Letzion.
What if she really wants to?
Who's she?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Really wants to wait.
How many? Okay, good.
You like push them and say like, you need it now. Like I don't care. I don't want to wait a second and like make it like a big thing.
Really wants to wait. What does that mean?
She wants to wait a year. Finish school. Get to know you better. All this stuff.
So can I ask you a question? Why a year? Why not five? You think you get to know each other in a year? Who are you kidding? Take 10. You know what I'm saying? Take extended vacation. You know what I'm saying? Go have fun.
Everything is something that is very important to fight for.
I wouldn't say fight for. I would say, you know, no, not necessarily push it. I would say on the other hand, I would go the other way. Sometimes people get invested way too much and too emotionally attached. And then when issues like these come up, then it's hard to detach. I would speak about these things relatively early in the dating process, such that if it comes up, yeah, I'd like to take a 7-year sabbatical, you know, just to make sure we're compatible. After 7 years, you know, we can revisit it. Or even a year, whatever it is. Whoa. Red flag. Why do you have to deal with this? Why does a bentera have to deal with shtuyot that are not sanctioned by halacha? Why do you put yourself in a sick bed? Make no mistake, a girl or a boy who are asking for a heter, meaning under normal, I'm not talking about, you know, crazy out of the, you know, weird circumstances, but normal boy, normal girl, you know, whatever, and they're fishing for, you know, contraception, heterim, first year, red flag. That's a question on his ben Torah status. That's a question on her bat Yisrael tznuah status. Remember what I'm telling you.
What would be
a heter? This is not a shiur on contraception, so it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying just to go into it thinking, yeah, let's go into it. When the time comes, when it really gets serious, we'll start heter fishing. You know, we'll go to the pond and start shopping. You know, we'll find something. We'll make it work. Let's go fishing.
Are you heter in the beginning or right away you have to start?
I'm not saying no, and I'm not saying...
Average couple.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Not. I said it last time. I don't know why I'm repeating this again, but it's such a... From what I hear, it's like so... Yeah, you know, it's common, you know, just to get to know each other. What is this, a dealership? Test drive? Maze. What are you doing? What are you doing? Isurim chamurim me'od. Where do you find precedent in the poskim? Show me. Show me in Shah. Show me in poskim. Not this Rav said, that Rav said. You know who else said Yeshli Rav? Isav said Yeshli Rav. That's the words of Esav. I have a Rav. Yesh li Rav. Esav Amar. Talk to me poskim. Talk to me shas. You know, the way Klal Yisrael does it. Not shooting from the hip. You know, these are 21st century hetarim. What are you saying? What's that shtuyot? Precedent. Talk to me. Shas, Rishonim, Acharonim, Shulchan Aruch, Shutim. What do you got? Yeah, you know, the generation needs it. Okay, you know something? The generation also needs to be Mechalel Shabbat. The generation needs a lot of things. And the more Rabbanim snowflake the generation, that's how much people are going to be snowflakes. Do you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to struggle, I have to check. Life is all about struggle. Life is about struggle and making it work through the struggle. If the Rabbanim are going to be reckless and give people hitarim all the time that don't exist, say, don't struggle. Don't try to work out your marriage. You know what I'm saying? Take a 10-year break. You know, just have fun. How are they ever supposed to? You think marriage is easy? You think it doesn't require investment? You think it's always, you know, you think it's peachy creamy like during dating and engagement? What, are you crazy? You serious? HaKadosh Baruch Hu reels us into marriage through dating and engagement. But the day after Sheva Brachos, when real life begins, you got to deal with struggle. And if you're not ready for it, it's going to crush you like anything else in life. Remember, you go to the gym, if you want to build muscle, you have to tear it first. You know that. Nobody ever gained mass, nobody ever bulked up and got ripped by going to the gym and sipping iced coffees and eating pancakes. You have to sweat and you have to tear muscle. You want your marriage to last, you have to invest. Sometimes that investment requires struggle. Sometimes it requires inconvenience. Like everything else in life. So why are we being mechanech people to, yeah, don't inconvenience yourself. Just, you know, take your time, have fun. That's not the derech of the Torah. Not bederech ha'alacha and not bederech ha'ashkafa. And the people who are dishing out these baseless heterim, atidim liten et adin. Pushim. You understand what I'm saying? Let's finish this thing. Why do you let me even do this? Now he says, v'yetera mikach. No, this is real. No, this is full. It's a real thing. I'm calling it out. You know why? Somebody's got to do it. My Rebbeim weren't afraid of their shadows. My Rebbeim weren't satisfied with the status quo. When there's something that has to be said, you have to take a stand. L'chvod Hashem v'torato HaKadosha, you got to take a stand. And when there's a legitimate heter, you offer it. And when something's asur, you call it out. Because that's a kiddush Hashem. People that are harsh, you know, harsh, extreme, fanatic, all sorts of words. You know what another thing is? The Rishiva had told me about this. This is another perspective. Whatever it is, this is just one thing. You know, contraception, early tvilot, all sorts of things that people, you know, when a Rav gives an illegitimate heter, he becomes like a superhero in the eyes of the couple. Right? Why? He saved the day. Right? They don't know if it's legit or not. They're doorknobs. But this rabbi, he saved the day. Which means that everybody else who's osir, how do they start looking at the legit rabbanim who know the real halakha? And they're osir, fanatics, which means the real people become fanatics and the pushim become superheroes. and then the entire dynamic of the rabbinic ecosystem gets messed up because of these superheroes who are dishing out illegitimate heterim. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a chilul Hashem, because now people don't know how to be mavdil ben kodesh lechol, ben or lechoshech, between legitimate and illegitimate. Because the person who gave us such a heter, superhero. That means, must be that the people who are not giving the heterim, they probably don't know enough to give the heterim. Maybe your rabbi is just reckless. Maybe your rabbi is just shooting from the hip and doesn't know anything. No, he's big. Yeah? Talk poskim. Not hyperbole. Concrete evidence. That's how Am Yisrael always did it. It had to say it in the book. Right? But some rabbanim are greater than the book. Right? System override. Says the Or LeZion. V'yitera mikach, harei rechush ha'olam hazeh achar p'tirato shel adam eino shelo. Whatever you amass in this world doesn't belong to you. You only have it as long as you're alive. Your children, even after you die, will always be your children. After many years, millennia, your children will always be your children. And any mitzvot that your children and any of your descendants do will always circle back to you. Bringing more children causes the geula to come quicker. Says the Or LeZion. This is pashut stuff. I guess he didn't have clowns that he had to deal with in his... I'm sure he had other kinds of clowns. But I guess back in the day, this was pashut. You know what I'm saying? אלא שלא רגילים להתבונם בהם. זכורני שפעם דרשתי על כך בבית הכנסת, ולאחר מכן התקשרה אליי אישה אחת הסובלת הרבה מצהל גידול בנים, וסיפרה עד כמה הדברים עשו עליה רושם, וברכתי אותה שתזכה לעוד בנים. חמנציון said he gave this drasha once in a shul, and his some lady called him up and she said, you know, I was suffering with צהל גידול בנים, you know, my children make me crazy, whatever, and you know, you gave me hope with your drasha. And what was Chaim Ben-Tzion's bracha to her? Have more kids, Be'ezat Hashem. Maybe you should have sent her to one of these rabbis to give her a heter. Yeah? I don't know. Why didn't he? Chanukah Sameach.